Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
I always feel like I just have to add my own. I don't know why I do that. It just always comes out.
Do you ever have a sip of water and it's just so cooling down your throat?
Yep, every day.
Oh, but not always, not if you've been like already drinking water.
I always keep my water in the fridge.
Ah, so it's really cold.
Yeah. Always prepared.
Right, before I get into it, I just want to give a shout out to Aid, a long-time B-listener and friend of the show. He's on his way to Penrose at work.
Oh, hello.
Very good decorator.
Have a nice day
well.
At work.
So,
yeah, oh, that's nice of you, Rob. I haven't heard a shout out from you in a while, actually.
I know, it's only for special people.
Oh, that's even nicer. So you're really going all out,
yeah,
aren't
of course.
You?
Right, now this is all about left-handedness.
Left-handedness.
Today.
So hang on, are any of us left-handed in the studio?
But Bron is.
Bronnie is, yeah. Bronnie came in to say she's a lefty. If you're a lefty, text in. This one's for you.
Well,
We've already got quite an intense text in. Do you want me to read it to you, Rob?
Yeah.
It's about left-handedness.
Yeah, go on then.
Did you know left-handedness was supposed to be a mark of the devil?
Yes, I'm going to be talking about that.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, spooky. Sinister is from the Latin for left-handed.
Oh.
He's stolen your thunder.
So I might as well just cross that bit out. Why do I bother?
Go, Rob,
right,
go.
85 to 90% of people...
Sorry, carry on.
Who's talking over who now? Hey?
Sorry, Rob.
What goes around comes around. Right. About 85 to 90% of people are right-handed, and there's no population on Earth where left-handers are in the majority.
Oh.
So there you go. But you didn't know that, texter. sorry, did I say that out loud? I hope that's not Lauren actually texting in doing that. The uneven split has had some historic downsides for lefties. They've had to use scissors, desks, knives and notebooks designed for right-handed people. Now, when I was talking to Lauren about this the other day, I said, was it bad at school? And she said, no, the only time it was bad when I was writing.
Oh, true.
Because the person next to me... I got bash into them and stuff.
You'd have an elbow collision.
Yeah.
I always remember left-handed teachers at school struggling with the whiteboard situation because you sort of don't want to wipe off what you've just been writing with your hand. I had a sympathy for that.
I mean, many of them were forced against their natural inclination to write with their right hands. I was talking to a bloke on the train this morning, like a friend of mine, and he said his mum was left-handed, and when she was at school, this is going back a while ago, they used to like hit them and tie their hands up.
Well,
that's just outrageous.
My mum's left-handed, and she can write quite well with both hands because in school they used to make her write with her right hand. So because of that, she can kind of... But she does write left-handed.
I'm going to say this, but anyway, because I've got it written down, I'm going to do it anyway.
No, definitely.
They've been discriminated against and even eyed with suspicion as evidenced in the language to describe lefties. Right in English means correct, and the etymology... which is the study of origins of words and how they've changed in history.
See,
that's my notes.
Yeah, good. It's like a footnote.
The word sinister can be traced back to the Latin word for left. So
see,
sinister.
I find that really interesting as well because I've never thought about the fact that right means correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that linked to the hands thing?
Yes.
That's crazy. I never knew that.
Yeah. Right, this is
the
where
more
it gets
you know.
Slightly
Wild.
Interesting. Very interesting, actually.
Scientists it is interesting.
Are still confounded by the left-right divide. Researchers are still trying to understand what makes people prefer one hand over the other and why the right hand dominates. On an individual level, handedness might be determined at the earliest stages of development. Scientists reported in the 2005 in the Journal of
something.
That fetuses will show a hand preference in the womb by sucking the thumb of one hand.
Oh, really?
A proclivity that continues after they're born.
Wild.
We're getting a few texts coming in. Do you want me to read you any of them, Rob?
No, because I'm on a flow here.
Okay, sorry. We'll read them after.
While there's no right or left gene, DNA does seem to play a role in handedness. That's actually a real word, handedness.
Handedness.
In a recent study published in the Brain, a journal of neurology, fantastic read that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
If you're looking
cool.
for a book for your coffee table, get that.
Everyone will be like, whoa,
you
flash.
Do you have the book or did
I've
you?
I've got six of them because
fantastic.
It's a journal. It comes out regularly.
Yeah. Cool.
Researchers at the University of Oxford looked at the DNA of about 400,000 people in the UK and found that four regions of the genome are generally associated with left-handedness.
This has just gone slightly into, like, you know, high school science, where it starts to go over my head a little bit. I'm like, yeah, genomes. I remember writing about that in a test.
Well, a genome is a complete set of genes or genetic material present in a cell.
Another footnote. Solid excellence in your NCA level one science there.
Three out of four regions were involved in brain development and structure. Some researchers hope that studying the biological differences between left and right could shed light on how the brain develops. Specialisation in its right and left hemispheres.
So is this the kind of similar to the thing where people said for a long time some people favour one side of their brain to the other? Is this kind of that thing as well? I'm saying a thing because I'm not really sure what I'm talking
and this, about. This really got me as well, and I struggle with this a little bit, and I'll tell you why at the end. Trying to answer the question of handedness from an evolutionary perspective is also complicated. Researchers can detect the handedness in archaeological records by looking at anatomical traits in prehistoric skeletons. Such as asymmetry of the size and density of arm bones, and by examining ancient tools by seeing which hand they preferred with.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty interesting.
Now, Natalie Uomi, a senior scientist at the Max Planck Institute for the Science of Human History in Germany, dealt with these people before, actually.
Planck. You've dealt with them before.
Well, only from doing stuff on here.
Yeah, I got you.
Because I think that's the coolest name I've ever heard, Max Planck.
He sounds like, you know, it's like the Clark Kent. He's got like a superhero name as well somewhere.
Well, to call someone a Planck, they're a bit of a idiot.
Max Planck.
So they've even looked at the direction of diagonal scratches on fossilised teeth to see which hand people were using to tear off meat or animal hides with their mouths.
I thought you were going to say to brush their teeth, and then I remembered how far back we were talking.
Evolutionary speaking, if right-handedness evolved because it had some sort of advantage, then you might expect left-handers to disappear completely. That's like they're almost saying people that are left-handed are a different sort of species. Like different
branches. You're getting a little bit, you're feeling like personally attacked.
Well, it's just... Yeah. You know, don't talk about my daughter and Bronnie like that.
Do right.
But there's a leading theory to explain why left-handers have maintained a constant minority, and that's the fighting hypothesis. The idea is that in hand-to-hand combat or in combat with weapons, there is an evolutionary advantage to being a minority left-hander because people are used to fighting people right-handed.
Oh, so you've sort of got the upper hand.
You've got an advantage, so I know what I'm buying Lauren for Christmas.
Tess just rolled her eyes at me.
By a sword. So really, in conclusion, no one still really knows.
They're so can just, I read left you some, handers, you're a magical mystery.
Can I read
still.
You some of the texts,
go on,
Rob?
Then. Someone, written by left hand, obviously.
Someone said, I went to primary school in New Zealand in the early 90s and started as a left-handed, and they trained me to be right-handed.
That's
now.
That's outrageous.
And then I think this maybe is kind of related. Someone said, I am right-handed, but when dining, I'm left-handed, fork and right hand. But this should not be
right hand.
I'm confused.
And now I've lost the train of this text. There's a lot of like right hand, fork and hand, right hand, and I've lost it. But I kind of get what you're saying, Texter.
I didn't realise till yesterday or Monday that Lauren, when she plays tennis, she can actually swap hands. That's the only thing that she can do.
Well,
with
it's
right
funny
hand.
That you say that because Grizzy texted in saying we play mini ping pong on the coffee table and we got so good we started
is that
playing
code for something.
We started playing left-handed too because it's good for your brain to switch it up.
Oh, okay.
Someone else has said, do people living in Arabic countries write from left to right, and are they therefore predominantly more left-handed?
Because
that's
they
a good
write,
question.
Yeah,
because they
direction.
Write in the other direction.
But that's, yeah, that's a lot of a few countries that do that.
Yeah, there's a yeah. That'd be really interesting to know, actually.
Someone said something about being left or right-eyed. Do you know anything about that, Rob?
Left or right-eyed?
They said, can Rob tell us about how you find out if you're left or right-eyed? I actually have a really lazy left eye.
I cover one eye and walk into a wall.
I've never noticed that.
You can't see it, but in my glasses prescription, I'm like a 4 and then a 0 on the other eye.
Wild.
I just got a text from Lauren. She said, I like being a lefty because I'm different. And you are, darling. All lefties are. So that's really nice.
Shout out to Lauren.
That's so nice.
Hey, thank you very much, Rob. If people want to text in their suggestions for things Rob can research for you, then 5395 is the number. Or you can call us on 309-3879.
I like something a bit like we're getting near to Christmas doing the things we're thinking. Let's have saying.
Why Christmas did you
say I don't Christmas. Like it.
Oh, I'm going to get you so on board, Rob. We've been through this before.
Well, we did.
You've just set a challenge for Tess there. You've just set her a challenge.
We've been through this before, and I feel like I can see a little bit of Christmas spirit, you know, coming out of you.
No, Grinch.
Well, left-handed Grinch today. so thank you very much, Rob. Well,
thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
5395.